Every once in a while, I get the opportunity, the honor to share with you God's love that has been revealed to me in the meanderings of Scripture. And I'm not sure how it'll go today because I almost forgot the Lord's Prayer up there, but we'll see how this goes. But I'm excited to have this chance, and it's a perfect day. You know, after all, Pastor Brad is transitioning to a new charge, and Pastor Stephanie has yet begun, so I don't have to answer to anyone if my theology misses the mark. But if you find my theology is all wrong, maybe too milquetoast, maybe too fervent, remember that I'm just an individual who is proud to call Highlands UMC home, and you must return to hear Pastor Stephanie. I'm really excited about what she brings. And more importantly, please return for each other. Remember, it is the spirit of Highlands that called Brad to our faith community in the first place. And that transcendent spirit thrives today, and your presence adds to that spirit. When I offer a sermon during worship, my prayer and reflection centers around the passages that are scheduled in the common lectionary. And the common lectionary is a three-year cycle that covers the entirety of our Bible. The lectionary is interdenominational, so that means thousands of churches around the world are focusing on similar passages. I love that collective consciousness reflecting on similar writings. But frankly, it also narrows down what the heck I have to talk about, because there's always anything you could talk about in abundance, and narrowing it down to four scriptures makes it a little bit easier. And so if you Google lectionary June 19th, 2022, you'll see what the passages are. And they were all good ones. They still are good ones. From the Hebrew Bible, we're reminded to find sustenance, escape while escaping prosecution and seeking refuge. From the book of Psalms, the poet deeply yearns for God but feels lost. The gospel according to Luke shares the dramatic story of Jesus exorcising demons from a desperate soul and transferring those demons to a passel of swine. And on the side, I've always worried about that farmer. Like, that's his livelihood, and these pigs are now arbitrarily destroyed. And I kind of wonder, no one ever talks about the poor farmer in the effort to exorcise that demon. But regardless, the tale is rife with thrilling imagery. All those passages are powerful and worth exploring, but this is a celebration of being proud to call this place home. And I felt like the epistle, the letter from Paul to the people of Galatia has an ebullience that matches the season. Let us hear the words of Paul as Hank reads Galatians 3:23-29.
Galatians 3, verses 23 through 29. Before faith came, we were guarded under the law, locked up until faith that was coming would be revealed, so that the law became our custodian until Christ, so that we might be made righteous by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a custodian. You are all God's children through faith in Christ Jesus. All of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither slave nor free. Nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Now if you belong to Christ, then indeed you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise.
The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I have a habit, and I'm not proud of this habit, but I do it regularly. I dichotomize people for my own amusement or coping strategy. For example, pre-COVID at church, I saw people as either a handshaker or a hugger. They liked coffee or they liked teas. They sat on the left side of the pews, because I'm usually sitting up there looking this way, or they sit on the right side of the pews. And I'm not alone in this practice. I know you all have examples too. Broncos Raiders, night owls, morning people, Sammy Hagar, David Lee Roth, people who get that reference, people who don't. And we could plummet down into political tribes, but we're not going to go there. As a species, we've evolved to find our group because that clan mentality allowed us to survive and thrive. But when we do so, we other people who are outside our group. God calls us to live beyond this practice. And this was happening in the early church as it was forming in Galatia. How did the Gentiles fit in with the Jews? They were struggling with who was included in this faith community and what did they have to do to receive the promise. Jews were circumcised. Gentiles were not. Of course, it devolved into a contention of us versus them. It's natural. It's what we've been doing for millennia to survive. But Paul reminds the Galatians and us that Christ was and is the answer to the strict rules needed for atonement and righteousness with God. What was crucial to Jewish identity, circumcision, among many other necessary observances, no longer mattered. We are justified in believing in the power of Christ. That is our participation trophy. Now, the participation trophy often gets a bad rap, right? It's derided as a sign of mediocrity, lowered expectations, coddling kids these days. But really, it should be seen for its Christian tenets of love, acceptance, and inherent contribution as God recognizes us. And many times when I'm prattling along, often also deriding and disparaging the participation trophy, I do like to mention this anecdote about my dad. My father was very involved with many activities that my sister and I participated in. And one of the things he did when I was a kid that I was lucky he was able to do, he was our t-ball and baseball coach. And he was very caring and kind, but he also was known for his temper too. And I have this one time we were sitting around and Gussie Morris took all the baseballs while I was waiting to hit and he pounded them all into the ground and he buried them all and he couldn't find a single ball. And my father got so frustrated because someone asked for the ball and there weren't any balls left. And then we had explained that Gussie Morris had pounded all the balls in the ground and he canceled practice and he got rid of it. And we all had to go home early and he was all upset and we had to move on. But aside from that, because nobody's perfect, and I think he's probably right to get upset, a really wonderful quality of my father was at the end of the year, he essentially would give out participation awards. And they were on blue ribbons. It wasn't the green ribbon or the purple ribbon. It was the blue ribbon. And he took the time and he wrote a moment where each child excelled at something. And it was a specific moment. It wasn't some platitude. He remembered the times, regardless of talent and potential, to make a note of that child's worth. And when we got those awards, it was always at the end of the season. And in addition to being grateful for that memory and lesson, we don't have to wait till the end of the season. We actually get our participation trophy even before we know it. That's God's prevenient grace. It's ours, winning or losing, working or sandbagging, on the field or on the sidelines, following Mosaic law or not. However we identify in the LGBTQIA+, or we don't, God's participation trophy of acceptance and grace is ours to claim. Not only are we awarded the prize no matter what, whatever divisions are perceived are dissolved. We are one together in the triumph of God's inclusive love made apparent through Christ. And I want to be cautious about we're all on the same team, because often by those who dominate society, they really use it to elevate themselves above others and only use such phrases for their own benefit or self-delusion. So I always need to question myself, am I doing that? But yet, I am here to attest we as children of God are fitted with that perfect bespoke grace of equality. It is that faith as a cisgendered, hetero white male who is even right-handed can seek to connect as an ally with the LGBTQIA plus family. I hope and pray I am seen as an ally even in my shortcomings, as I know many of us at Highlands UMC desire the same. Every day, every moment is an opportunity to see we are no longer playing by the old rules, the old covenant of ritualistic tasks and separating ourselves for the promised land and protection. We are transformed into a new covenant, justified by faith alone. We don't have to do a darn thing, but I tell you, that new covenant will seem a lot richer, have more worth, if we at least try. It is our cost of discipleship. How are you loving your God with all your heart, soul, strength, mind, and your neighbor as yourself? How are you creating God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven? How are you clothing others in God's grace as you have received? Here at Highlands UMC, in all our imperfection, our participation trophy is on the mantle for all to see, building a team without sides or margins. Amen.